State Senate District 23 includes Exeter and stretches west to Chester. Republican voters outnumber Democrats, but Morgan, who works in cybersecurity, edged Gannon, a lawyer, by 105 votes. The margin was just one vote shy of the result from Election Day, but getting there wasn't without its share of drama. A mixing box of ballots, ultimately located in Exeter Town Hall, caused a delay, which both candidates took in stride. Morgan said the important thing was to count all the votes.
You know, sometimes there are little hiccups here and there. What we're seeing play out is democracy in action.
That action continues Monday when the State Ballot Law Commission takes up the question of whether Morgan has met the 7-year residency requirement to run for Senate. But since Morgan's now elected, the commission may lack jurisdiction, and settling the question may be up to the state senate itself. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.